tonight yet? Tomorrow morning?
We 100%.
Everybody voted for it. Oh, you did it?
Good.
It's
still good evening.
Oh, great.
And welcome to this session of the Conference Committee on State Government Finance and Military Affairs and Veterans Affairs. It's about 25 minutes after 11 on Sunday, May 17th. So far, so good. First item on the agenda, well, I guess the first thing I'd like to say is thanks for the hard work of members of the Conference Committee and staff. You know who you are. We've spent a few long hours, nights going into early mornings, and I certainly appreciate it, and I'm sure Chairman Anderson does too. So with that, I would like to have Ms. Roberts and Mr. Lundeen go over the spreadsheet. It's going out to the public now. All the members have it, I think.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I will just run through the numbers quickly. So we're looking at the May 17th agreement columns on the spreadsheet and taking a look first at the legislature. It includes an operating budget increase of slightly more than $14.9 million for the Senate. For the House, there is an operating budget increase of slightly more than $2.7 million. For the Office of the Legislative Auditor, there is new funding of $250,000 each year for staffing. And moving down for the LCC, there is a 1.8% increase in the budget. There is funding for the revisor's rule system, phase one funding of $380,000. And then also funding for the IT staff for the revisor's office, a total of $595,000 for the biennium. And then moving down to line 15, under the LCC, there is the funding included for the partial staffing for the Data Practices Commission of $70,000 for the biennium. Moving down to the governor's office, the 1.8% compensation has been included. Moving down to the state auditor, the staff retention has been funded in the amount of $174,000 for the biennium. Turning over to the next page, the Attorney General and Secretary of State are held at base funding. Campaign Finance Board includes the 1.8% and then the $150,000 for the website redevelopment. Administrative Hearings includes the 1.8% and funding for the data practices hearing costs and the campaign violation hearing costs. Minute Services, the 1.8% compensation adjustment is included. The Department of Administration, the 1.8% compensation is included. The Equity in Public Contracting, slightly more than $1.2 million for the biennium. And $800,000 is included for the Targeted Group Business Disparity Study. moving to the next page of the spreadsheet, there is a $1 million reduction to the in lieu of rent in fiscal year 17. And then on line 83, the state agency's accommodation reimbursement is in at $200,000 a year. And then moving down to public broadcasting, public TV grants are increased $300,000 one time over the base. MPR equipment grants are $250,000 one time over the base. AMPRS community service grants are $200,000 one time over the base. And the AMPRS equipment grants are $50,000 one time over the base. Moving down to the CAP board, the 1.8% adjustment is included. Minnesota Management and Budget, the 1.8% is included. $3 million is included for the biennium to maintain the enterprise systems. $1 million for the biennium is included for enhancing the enterprise level services. For the return on investment, there is $121,000 in 16 and $122,000, and that is continuing into the base. Moving down to the Department of Revenue, the 1.8% operating adjustment is included. And then also the maintenance of the tax system, there is $3 million included for the biennium. At the bottom of the page is the repeal for 2 years of the political contribution refund program, bringing in savings of 8.9 for the biennium. Going to the next page, at the top, the Gambling Control Board. The language that was agreed upon dealing with the fees and the regulatory oversight is included here. That's the $519,000. And so there is no general fund going to the Gambling Control Board. These fees will be deposited in the special revenue account that funds this appropriation. The Racing Commission, the one-time general fund is included, as well as the license changes. Under the Amateur Sports Commission, the operating budget increase of $34,000 a year is included. And then moving down to the Black Minnesotans Council, the 1.8% compensation is included. For the Chicano Latino Affairs Council, the 1.8% compensation is included. The Asian Pacific Council, the 1.8% is included. And the Indian Affairs Council, the 1.8% is included. Going to the next page, the Minnesota Historical Society, the 1.8% compensation adjustment funding is included. And there's also funding in for the archivist for the Military Museum and a one-time $75,000 to Farm America. And then moving down to the Minnesota Arts Board, the 1.8% compensation adjustment is included. Under the Minnesota Humanities Center, the general operating support increase of $198,000 for the biennium is included. And then also $650,000 for the biennium for the Healthy Eating Initiative, and that does continue into the base budget or into the tails. The Accountancy Board includes the 1.8% and also the $10,000 for the notification to licensees. The Architectural and Engineering Board includes the 1.8% compensation increase. The Cosmetology Board includes the 1.8% compensation increase, and then the licensing and fee modifications for the additional inspectors. And then moving to the next page, the Barber Examiners Board, the 1.8% is included. Moving down under PARA, the reduction to the MRF appropriation of $36 million over the biennium is included. And the tails continue at the $24 million a year funding that is in the base. Moving on to military affairs, the reallocations from the enlistment incentives.
For
which one?
Just the first one. Not the HHS bill, right? It's going to get excused for that vote, not vote.
Excuse me.
Vote for it? It's
approved.
I just
want
to vote on
it. All right. We'll recess for 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you for your patience. We continue, Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we left off with military affairs, and I was mentioning the reallocations from the Alisman incentives to the maintenance account and to the general support are included here. I should point out there is an error here on the tails that I forgot to correct. There should be no money in the base for the reimbursement grant program, so you can just cross that off. And then also the one-time transfer is included from enlistment incentives to maintenance, the $10 million. Moving down to Veterans Affairs, there's a total of slightly more than $17 million, which is the funding largely for the compensation related to the veterans' homes. And then moving down the spreadsheet, I guess I can quickly go to page 7, and at the middle, the revenues and transfers run through those. There is the parking revenue reimbursement there, and there is also picked up the small hit the general fund takes for the business service and filing fees, and then also showing the fees that are coming in from the cosmetology board. And then further going down on line 266 is the gambling control board. This is the special revenue fees that are coming in with the regulatory fee increase and then the other license and permit fees that were agreed upon between the board and the charities. And then also we're tracking the racing commission fees that are coming into their special revenue account. And going down to the net general fund spending on line 288 is $972,578,000. And that is the spreadsheet that was agreed to, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Lundeen. Questions from the committee? Comments?
Mr. Chairman, I thought I had asked you about that state auditor.
Senator Pappas.
That county, a study or something of how counties are being audited, and you said there was a $50,000 to the Office of the Legislative Auditor. I just don't see that in the spreadsheet.
Oh, no.
It might not. Mr. Lundeen, can you answer that?
The only funding contained in the spreadsheet is the $250,000 a year to the Legislative Auditor for staff funding. There isn't anything earmarked on this. There is no rider that I'm aware of unless somebody offers an amendment to earmark that.
I'm Senator Pappas. Chairman Anderson has refreshed my memory, and we asked the OLA, directed the OLA, to do that study.
But you didn't? Did you give them money for it?
No. Other questions? Questions, comments from the public? Madam Auditor.
Mr. Chair, Rebecca Otto, the State Auditor. So I understand that I haven't seen the language that there was going to be a request to the Legislative Auditor to audit something with county audits, and I haven't heard anything about it. And I'm not exactly sure what the issue is, but I just wanted to bring to your attention that it may not be a good use of resources to have him do that because we've done extensive work on counties, county audits, the costs, and what impacts the cost for the counties on, you know, in terms of preparation on their end versus the auditor's end. And you guys had a rider in our language about 3 or 4 years ago to require us to do this. We did it. We supply the reports to you, their surveys. The counties have actually gotten some benefit out of this because they've been able to really see a reduction in their costs. We've seen a reduction in the hours we've had to spend generally for most counties. I would strongly recommend, we're an auditor's office just like the legislative auditor's office. We have very skilled people in our office, and I can tell you that the counties that are left that are frustrated right now, I've spoken to commissioners. My staff has tried to work with their staff. And the issue is some of them are so small population-wise right now that their per capita costs are very hard to justify for almost anything they're doing. And I've had conversations with AMC, and I think what would be most beneficial for the OLA to do is to do a study on potential administrative consolidation for these tiny counties. Some of them are clustered together in our state, not taking away their historical boundaries, but more helping them to figure out how to give their taxpayers a bigger bang for their buck and reduce their per capita cost, whether it's an audit or delivering anything else. And they've begun to do some of this, but I think it would be very beneficial to them to have a legislative auditor focus on that for them to help make some recommendations whether statutory changes are needed. But we've been putting this stuff out for you guys, and it's really helpful, and it's based on academic studies of what impacts audit costs for our local governments. So I wanted to offer that as a suggestion because I think it would be very helpful to our counties. But having the legislative auditor spend time on our audits, we've done a lot of work, and it's available and sent to the committees that requested it. And we're still doing it even without the requirement right now just because we think it's a really good tool.
Thanks for that input, Auditor Otto. We appreciate that. Questions for the auditor? Thank you very much. Other comments from the public?
Mr. Chair?
Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move that the change items in the spreadsheet labeled State Government Budget 2015 Session Conference Committee be adopted and included in the detailed spreadsheet that the staff will be allowed to make any technical corrections that they may need to do.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, before we vote on that motion, I guess I do want to just express some disappointment in the results of the negotiation. First of all, I'm very disappointed on the elimination of the Legislative Water Commission. We all know that we have a tremendous crisis, water issues in our state, that we have a lot of polluted waters.
Yes. We didn't eliminate the water.
It says right here, eliminate Legislative Water Commission, right on the spreadsheet. I'm reading it.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Anderson.
Senator Pappas, they keep all of the items that were both in the House and the Senate bills to help us in tracking when you go across. So, but when you'll notice there, it doesn't have any cost savings from the elimination. So there is no elimination of the Legislative Water
Commission. Oh, I stand corrected. Thank you very much. I'm very happy with that. Then the only other thing, then I'll continue with my disappointments. That
yes.
One is not on the list. I do feel disappointed, and Senator Metzen isn't here to express it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see any funding under the May 17th agreement, and that's for the state agency's accommodation reimbursement. So that's a big disappointment. I really am upset with the repeal of the political contribution fund. I think that's a way for ordinary citizens to contribute to the financially to the political process. And even if you can't afford it, but it's an incentive to contribute. And I think once you get people to start contributing and getting the refund, I think they'll continue to support the political process. So I'm disappointed about that. And I'm also disappointed on the that we lost on line 208 any funding for reimbursing our local governments who hire veterans in public safety jobs. They're mandated to pay their salary up to 15 days while they're on call, on duty call as the National Guard or the Reserve, and this was a small way to help them with those costs. So I'm disappointed that that was not funded, that was funded in the Senate bill. I could say what I like, Mr. Chairman, but I mostly just like the fact that we're closing up this bill.
We can probably all agree with that.
One more thing. As the chair of the Pension Commission is here with me, Representative O'Driscoll, and I'm vice chair of the Pension Commission, I am not very happy that the conference committee has changed decisions made by the Pension Commission. I think it sets a very bad precedent to be doing that.
Well, we won't get into semantics, but I don't think it was probably even us that did that. That was a decision, a pay grade even above.
I think most of these were, yeah.
So, anyway, any other discussion? Yes, Senator Carlson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I would like to add my frustration that we're eliminating the political contribution refund system, because that's that does allow a lot of people to participate and invest in their government, and once they're involved, they tend to stay involved. So that I'm hoping that we can maybe change that sometime in the future.
Other comments? No other discussion? We'll take the vote. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? We have approved the sheet.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair and members, Beth Fraser with the Commission of Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing Minnesotans. I really appreciate Senator Pappas raising the accommodation fund and her passion for it, and I actually believe it is funded in the spreadsheet. So could staff clarify that, please?
That's a good point. Mr. Landine, can you help us?
Yes, I can, Mr. Chair.
Interpret what we already approved.
Okay. Okay, if you look at page 3 of the spreadsheet and look at line 83, state agencies accommodation reimbursement, there's $200,000 a year in the spreadsheet that goes into the base.
Mr. Chairman, I stand corrected. Then I'll just say it's not as much money, so I'm disappointed that it's not as much money as it was in the Senate bill.
As the Republicans would say, you're a good Democrat. Okay, now we're going to go through the language, and I'm going to ask which one of our staff is going to take care of that. Okay. Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lundin will do the rider, the Article 1 of the bill.
Do we have these?
Do they have any ones?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just for clarification, are we looking at the, we had some questions down on this end. Are we looking at those that are dated May 16th, 2015 at 7:43 timestamped, or the May 16th, 2015 timestamped at 10:16, or both? Those are the ones that were in our materials and were...
For the spreadsheet or for what?
For the article walkthrough.
Oh. Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Anderson.
Representative Driscoll. If you go in your folder, you will actually have the side-by-side comparison. So that's what you're going to want to use, because she will be walking us through the side-by-sides and which set of language we'll be looking to adopt. So in your folders, you will have your side-by-side comparison, and it doesn't matter what the date is, because the side-by-side hasn't changed since the bill's passed each body.
And where would I find it, please?
Oh, I see. Okay, I see.
So this is... regardless of the date, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, yes. It'll take a little while to get everything out,
okay,
so
yeah.
We'll just take that time.
I'm just thinking there's stuff all over the place here. I'm just trying to organize it as all.
I guess it's upstairs.
So did you not even have
section
them?
By section. Okay.
That's out.
Do we have any more of these?
Well, this is the latest one with their second.
I figured that's what we want.
So there's one after this.
Looking for the right one. No. Get the stuff and let's start.
We got that.
Do we have any more of these?
We do.
Well, I don't know. Does everybody have them?
To keep track of them.
I understand, but we don't have any. They'll be fine. I think we want to.
Yeah, but we have to do it like that. We have to send everybody. So, I mean.
Because this has all the bad stuff, and so is the refuel.
He's going to go slow. Right?
Yeah.
Just make sure everybody has time to see the sheet.
The sheet?
Is this the sheet? Can
anybody has this?
Well, you want to identify where it's
sitting. So this goes all the way through. All right.
This isn't going to work because there's stuff in here. There's stuff in there that isn't going to be.
Who doesn't have a, what do we call that particular?
You don't have a
motion list, yes.
All down there, they don't.
So make sure you
get it. As long as I can see it.
Sure, we'll just pair
them. We're waiting. We're waiting outside the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to go slow.
That's good.
No. Now we're going to do the motions.
We've got them. We've got them, yeah.
That's what we're going to go slow.
Is right now, I'm very clear.
Side, you take
it. No, it's like I hate you. No, we didn't get done.
All right, then. Starting the motion list with Article 1, Ms. James. Kevin, are you Article 1? Yes, you are.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I've been selected to go through this. What I'll do is I will just run through the riders, and if there's something that we want to accept, somebody can make a motion. And then I'll also point out those based on spreadsheet that we have adopted. There's some of the riders that just aren't, we're not going to want to pick up because they don't match the spreadsheet. So starting out on page R2, on the House side, there's a rider dealing with carry forward cancellation. That was not included in the spreadsheet, so we can move on from that. Moving down on the Senate side, on line 2.33, the Senate had some language in there addressing the House use of the chamber during renovation.
Chair Anderson.
That's not following with the sheet that I've got.
It's not. He's just going through them.
I see. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah, I'm just going to run through and then all of them, and then the ones we have motions on, you can just make at that time.
Got it.
Then moving down on the House side on R3, there's some language dealing with the budget reduction that the House had, but that is no longer in the spreadsheet. Then moving down to line 3.22 and 3.23, this is some standard language that we've had in the bill in past years, and it's the same in the House and Senate.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Pappas.
Then I would move House language 3.23 to 3.27.
Senator Pappas moves 3.23 to 3.27. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Mr. Lundeen?
Okay, then we can move on. I'll kind of just pass over some of those items that don't conform with the spreadsheet, like on 3.28 dealing with the House carry forward. And then moving on to page R4, there is some language on line 3.31, which is just calling out the legislative auditor's appropriation. And for these sorts of things, we'll just update the numbers with what is in the spreadsheet. So basically, you're just adopting the language but not the numbers, because they'll have to be updated.
Mr. Chairman, it's not on our...
Senator Pappas.
Do we have to adopt the language, Mr. Lundeen? It's not on our motion sheet.
I mean, some of these standard riders for what we have appropriations, if you want us to just take care of that under the technical language to add in the bill, if it's just an appropriation saying it's for this or that, we could just add that in.
Senator Pappas.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's up to the chairs if you want to just have them do that.
Chair Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. McCormick has some input for us on this.
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, I'm not sure if this is going to be offered at this time, but on the R2, there is an A87 amendment.
We have the it's going around. Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, Chairman Anderson.
I'd like to move the A87 amendment to the R2 House language.
Chair Anderson moves the A87. We'll wait till everybody gets it. Everybody have it? Okay. Would you want to describe that a little bit, Chair Anderson?
Sure, Mr. Chair. It's just clarifying the appropriations in this section, and it's just standard language for us.
Any discussion on the amendment? All right, then, on the 87 amendment, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so ordered. Mr. Lundeen.
Okay. Continuing with the language, there is some language on line 4.6. This is also including the legislative auditor's appropriation, but also the request of a veterans home evaluation on the House side.
4.6
to 4.9.
Mr. Chair.
Senator, Chairman Anderson.
I'd like to move the R4, 4.6 through 4.9, but I think we just have we have the A76 amendment to take care of that.
Chairman Anderson has the A76. On the A76 amendment, Chair Anderson.
Mr. Chair, what this does is it requires that the Office of the Legislative Auditor do a review of the financial management of Minnesota veterans' homes, and it just gives that directive.
Any discussion on the A76? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Pass, so ordered. Mr. Lundy.
The next, there are some on the House side. I'll just kind of run through these quickly, and we can just include these riders with the appropriations on lines 4.10 to 4.11 on the House side. This is just calling out the appropriation to the revisor for the administrative rules system, which is in the spreadsheet. And line 4.12 to 4.14 is just calling out the appropriation for the IT staff to the revisor. And then moving down on line 4.15 on the House side and line 4.12 on the Senate side, that language is the same, and that's, or it's not quite the same. The Senate has from its funds, and the House does not have that. But otherwise, this is a standard rider. I think the language we've used in the past is on the Senate side, saying from its funds. So if you would like to take that language, 4.12 to 4.17 on the Senate side.
Anybody want to move that?
Sure, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Chairman Anderson moves 4.12 to 4.17. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. Sword.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
I think that we need to also adopt the 4.7 on page R4.
Yep.
We need to adopt the 4.7 to 4.11 on the Senate side.
Yes, that would be consistent with the spreadsheet, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson moves 4.7 to 4.11. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed.
Okay.
Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next language that we would look at would be under the governor and lieutenant governor. There is a rider dealing with necessary expenses for the governor. The only difference between the Senate and the House language, this is on line 4.22 to 4.27 on the Senate side and 5.7 to 5.11 on the House side. The Senate language says up to $19,000 the first year and up to $19,000 the second year are for necessary expenses, while the House side just says $19,000 the first year and $19,000 the second year are for necessary expenses.
Anybody have any strong feelings here that wants to make the motion?
I'd move the Senate language. I like that.
All right. Representative Ludum moves the Senate language 4.22 to 4.27. So any discussion?
Do we need the two lines above that?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
4.20.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. 4.20 to 4.27. Representative Lunam, is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Other discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay. Then on page R6, we continue with the governor's office. There is language on the Senate side starting on line 4.28 down to 5.6, and there is similar language on the House side to this, but then there's further language dealing with, actually it is not the same. I correct myself. The Senate language on 4.28 to 5.6 requires a report from the Commissioner of MMB for personnel costs that have been funded by agencies in the governor's office. And on lines 5.12 to 5.30, the House provides a cap on how much the governor's office can get from agency executive sports to support its personnel costs. And then they do further, starting on line 5.17, do require a report on those costs.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
I'll move the Senate language 4.28 to 5.6.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson.
Members of, in the House State Government Finance, we had quite a bit of conversation on this issue of chargebacks to different agencies. And I think this is an issue that we need to explore at a deeper level because we're seeing this increase quite a bit from what it used to be historically. So I think, you know, we need to think about this a little bit because it does impact the agencies as more and more chargebacks are happening through the governor's office, through the different executive agencies. So that's why we had the language in the House in the first place, to try and get a handle on that and give us some time to examine that issue more carefully, Mr. Chair. But I don't know if I know Representative Albright had dug into that issue to some degree, but I don't know if there's anybody else that wishes to comment on that. And I didn't know if anybody from the public wanted to comment on that either.
Well, first thing I'd say is I did, Senator Pappas, you did move it. I mean,
I did that, move it. Yeah.
But and then we had a discussion, and Representative Albright isn't here. Well, can you, Mr. Lundin, could you kind of tell us the difference? I mean, I think the representative and the senator did a pretty good job, but if we're going to make a decision here, we need to.
Okay. Yes, I can, Mr. Chair. What is included in the House language is they're putting a cap on the amount of money, $805,000 each fiscal year, can come from executive branch agencies to support personnel costs incurred by the office. The Senate language rider does not have any cap on that, so under the Senate language, the governor's office is not limited by any dollar amount that it can use to support its personnel costs.
So that's the biggest difference?
Yes.
Cap,
yep.
And no cap?
Okay. And Mr. Chairman?
Senator Pappas.
Maybe Chair Anderson could tell us where she gets the, or maybe it's something Mr. Representative Albright did, gets the $805,000 figure. I think maybe we need a little bit more information before we can be so definitive about the amount.
Chair Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Pappas, this was a figure that was decided upon based upon historical habits versus just kind of a willy-nilly situation. So we looked at the historical perspective and what should be the appropriate amount and placed it at that level.
Senator Pappas.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that this really goes to the importance of conference committees spending more time in discussion about these issues so that we can ask each other these questions so we're not under the gun kind of to make decisions the second to the last night of session. So I would just recommend in the future that we spend a little bit more time with each other having these kind of public discussions.
Senator Pappas will take that under advisement for sure.
And I'll renew my motion to take the Senate language.
So the motion is to take the Senate language 4.28 to 5.6 and adopt. All right. To that motion, any discussion? Any more discussion? Representative Lunam.
Thank you, Chair. And I remember when this information came forward, and there was a historical perspective to the number we came up with. And I remember in the discussion, they didn't think that figure would be problematic, but to kind of put out on the horizon there an expectation that there has to be some cap. So I don't think
there was an attempt to restrict it all, just to give you some context. I certainly agree, as a freshman, I really agree with your statement about spending more time talking about this. I appreciate that.
I think, Mr. Chairman, also to have the opportunity to get some input from the governor's office and lieutenant governors and the state agencies, and because I know this has been historically a problem with administration after administration, regardless of what party is in control.
All right. That being said, any other discussion? All right. We'll take the vote. All those in favor of adopting 4.28, 5.6, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So adopted. Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, continuing down, there's a rider on line 5.8 to 5.11 under the state auditor, but we don't provide that funding in the spreadsheet. And then the next rider on R7, line 5.20 to 5.25 and 6.8 on the House side to 6.13. These are identical, but it's my understanding that there was some funding provided for this in the public safety and judicial budget bill. So I will just point that out. This is a rider we've had in the past, earmarking this from the base of the Attorney General.
So Mr. Lundeen, this should not be adopted then?
I mean, that's your decision. I'm.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
I think that we could skip that, and if it's your preference too, if there's riders that we're not going to, I don't know if you want to continue to review those or if we can just skip to the ones that we're looking to do.
I think that's a good observation. All right. Mr. Lundeen.
Okay, the next one is under the Secretary of State, starting on line 5.27 to 5.31 on the Senate side and 6.18 to 6.22 on the House side. This is just dealing with the HAVA funds, and the language is the same on both sides.
So need somebody to adopt, move to adopt. Mr. Lunam, Representative Lunam, moves to adopt the identical words in both the House and the Senate, 5.27 to 5.31 in the Senate and 6.18 to 6.22 in the House. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Mr. Lundeen.
The next item is on page R8. This is dealing with the website redevelopment project of the Campaign Finance Board. And the language is largely the same. It's just structured a little bit differently. It was structured in the bills. I guess I would just recommend taking the Senate language because it will be easier to put into the final bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Pappas.
I'll move the rider under Section 7 of the Senate language.
The rider is 6.1 to 6.18. All right. Of the Senate language, motion by Senator Pappas. Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed.
On page R9 of the spreadsheet, there is language dealing with two items that we funded in the spreadsheet that was approved on line 6.26 on the Senate side down to 7.4 and 7.19 down to 7.33 on the House side. And this is for the campaign violations and the data practices. So I think we would want to pick up the language, and I think you wanted to pick up the language on the Senate side.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Anderson.
I'll move that language.
Representative Senator Anderson moves 6.26 to 7.4 on the Senate side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Sword. Mr. Lundin?
The next item is under Minute Services, starting on line 7.6 on the Senate side, down to 7.17, and on the House side, 8.12 down to 8.23. This is dealing with the cash flow assistance due to the IT consolidation, and the language is the same on both sides.
So I have a motion to adopt, Senator Carlson. To adopt on the House side 8.12 to 8.23 and on the Senate side 7.6 to 7.17. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So passed. Mr. Lundin.
On R10 of the spreadsheet, there is also some minute language dealing with charging fees for public educational television. The riders are the same on both sides, and this is a rider we've had in years past.
They're identical.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lunam moves to adopt the same language, 7.18, 7.2. 8 on the Senate, 8.1 to 8.11 on the House side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So ordered.
Okay, Mr. Chair, next, under the Department of Administration, starting on line 8.2 to 8.4, this... I think the language on 7.31 to 7.33 we can pick up through the technical amendment with a spreadsheet. I was going to point out there's a rider for developmental disabilities. This is an item that's in the spreadsheet, line 8.2 to 8.4, and the same language starting on line 9.1 on the House side. And if we move down to line 8.5 to 8.6, the disparity study is included on the spreadsheet. And then also going down to line 8.10 to 8.23, this is the accommodation reimbursement account. And so I would suggest taking the language from 8.2 down to 8.23, and then we'll change the amounts in there based on the spreadsheet on the Senate side, the language.
I'll move that.
Moved by Senator Pappas. Was that?
8.2 to 8.23.
8.2 to 8.23 on the Senate side. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Okay, the next language that we would want to take a look at would be on lines 9.4 on the Senate side. This is dealing with the in lieu of rent down to line 9.12, and the House also has language starting on line 9.9 down to 9.13. And the difference here with the language is on the Senate side, it allows the in lieu of rent money to also be used for rent loss and relocation expenses related to the capital restoration for the 2014-15 biennium and the 2016-17 biennium. The House language or the House rider does not contain that language.
Discussion on that?
Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Lundin, is that 9.4 through 9.17?
No, 9. I'm just going down to 9.12 right now. 12.
All right, I'll move that.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
And if Mr. Lundin can remind us again where the money is in the spreadsheet to pay for this relocation cost.
Mr. Lundin.
This is the in lieu of rent base appropriation, which we included in the detailed spreadsheet. We did make a reduction to the second year, reducing it down to the 7.158 million number that's shown there. And so basically what the Senate language does was just gives the authority to use this money for some of the relocation and rent loss expenses.
Fine. We have a motion to adopt 9.4 to 9.17?
To 12.
To 9.12. All right. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Okay, Mr. Chair, on page R12, at the top, on lines 9.13 to 9.17 on the Senate side is language dealing with relocation expenses related to the renovation of the Capitol. These are dollars that are in the base. They are not new dollars above the base. And then on lines 9.14 down to lines 9.22, the House adds some language in there saying which relocation expenses can be included, and also goes on to say it cannot be used for moving senators, Senate staff, or related office supplies.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
I'll move the Senate language.
That's 9.13 to 9.17.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson.
So what would all be included in those relocation expenses? So is that part of the move of the senators then as well?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lundin, can you give some clarification on that? Or?
It's my.
Can we bring up an expert to tell us? Or?
You could bring up an expert to tell you if you like.
Who's that? Mr.
Someone from I think somebody from the Department
somebody
of Administration.
From the Department of Administration.
Mr. Chairman, while they're coming up, I don't expect anyone to physically move me. I can move myself. That was a joke. But it's
come
late
and get your. Senator Pappas, would you come and get your Davenport? Representative Luna.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would assume these would be the type of expenses that are paid for currently when legislators change offices. That would be the nature of it.
Let's ask.
Mr. Chair, would you clarify that for Representative Lunam and
yes, Mr.
the rest
Chair,
of
members,
us?
The rent loss and relocation account is an account that from time to time has been created when we're renovating buildings. And that account is used, in this case, will be used for the purpose of moving senators out of the Capitol complex to the temporary space, while they're awaiting the new building and then back into the new building, as well as a couple other items like that.
Representative Lunam.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this would include the senator's personal property, too. This is different than the regular statutory furniture move?
Mr. Chair and members, no, that is not correct. Okay.
Other discussion? All right, on the relocation expenses, adoption of 9.13 to 9.17. Discussion? More discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So passed. Mr. Lundin.
The next items are dealing with public broadcasting, starting on line 1.8 on the Senate side and line 9.23 on the House side. And these are the standard riders that we have for the appropriations to the various entities under public broadcasting. I think the main difference is if you look down on line 10.15 on the House side and 10.20, there is language stating a condition of receiving grants for the AMPR stations and saying they must not agree that it'll take any steps leading to the operation of new stations unless specifically authorized by a future law.
Mr. Chair.
All right, Chairman Anderson notes that we have an amendment.
55, Steph.
Yes.
We've got it.
A55?
So while they're doing, can I ask a question while they're doing that?
Okay. Right. Who wants to explain this? Representative Luna.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when I take a look at this, the differences between the two proposals, the House and the Senate, is adding the on the Senate side, the putting in a base for the for 3 years out and the fourth year out. That'd be correct assumption?
Mr. Lundeen.
Under the Senate language, of course, this is based on the original bill, and we put in some one-time funding in the second year of the biennium, and so that is the reason for the base riders, as we call them. We typically put that in so that one-time appropriations are taken out of the base for the tracking and the tails. And so with the adoption of the spreadsheet, I mean, we would make, if it was necessary, I don't think it's necessary to have any of the base riders in there because all the funding is in the first year. And then the base will continue on as to what we're tracking. On the change item spreadsheet, that is just showing the incremental increase above the base.
So you're seeing that what?
I'm saying that we all of the public broadcasting does have base level appropriations that we will track into the next biennium in the out years. And basically the reason that we had those riders there was because the way the Senate bill was structured, okay, we had one-time increases in both fiscal year 16 and 17, but we did not want those to continue on into the base. And so that's why, according to the budget rules we have to state what is going to be the base for the next biennium for tracking purposes. So if we did take the Senate language, we would make these fit the spreadsheet that we approved. The numbers would change, and you know the base riders would not need to be there. And that would fall under when Chair Anderson made the motion to adopt the spreadsheet to make technical changes. That is the sort of thing that would fall under the technical changes.
That was a really long yes.
All right. Chair Anderson's going to move the A55 and explain it for us.
Sure, Mr. Chair. I'm going to move the A55. This is on R13. Page 10, line 28, we're going to add in some language that says that if no grantee is eligible for a grant unless they're a member of the association, this just does this for the biennium. This is compromise language that's been worked out with all the interested parties in this.
On the A50.5, discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed.
Just for clarification then, so we will take the Senate language and make it fit the spreadsheet from line 9.18 down to line
10.32.
Yes. As amended by the
Senator Pappas.
Then I'll move 9.18 to 10.32 in the Senate side.
As amended
and with the numbers being corrected by the spreadsheet.
Yes, as we're doing. Okay, so that's 9.18 to 10.32 on the Senate side, moved by Senator Pappas to adopt. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Mr. Lundeen.
Turning to page R14 at the top, on the Senate side, on lines 11.3 to 11.12, we did include for the statewide business systems appropriation in the spreadsheet, so we should probably pick up that rider.
So,
go ahead, Jim.
Who moved? Yeah. Okay, Senator Carlson moves 11.1 to 11.12 on the Senate side. Discussion?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes,
it would be lines 11.3 to 11.12.
Excuse me, 11.3 to 11.12. Stand corrected. Discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. Mr. Lundy.
The next item would be on the House side, lines 11.1 to 11.33. We did include funding on the return on taxpayer investment in the spreadsheet, so I would recommend picking up that language.
Motion to pick up Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Chair, yeah, I will move that language, line 11.1 of the House side all the way to 11.33.
Chair Anderson moves 11.1 to 11.33. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So passed.
Okay, Mr. Chair, the next item that we could pick up on page R16 on the Senate side, lines 11.29 to 12.3, and actually going down to lines 12.13 on the Senate side, and then on the House side, starting at 12.19 down to 13.2. This is a appropriation that was included in the base for taxpayer assistance grants.
And Mr. Lundin, are they identical?
I believe they are identical.
Okay. So we have a motion here.
I'll move the House language.
Senator Pappas moves the House language, which is the same as the Senate, and we'll have any discussion that needs to be had.
I just like that she moved the House language.
12.9 to 13.2. I think that was nice, too. All right, discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Are they voting?
Yeah. You have a roll call for the final passage.
Is that the final passage?
Correct.
HHS. We'll recess for 5 minutes, and I hope we aren't too out of breath. Okay, Mr. Lundin, should we take up where we left off?
Okay, the next item on page R17 is dealing with the Gambling Control Board. There's language on 12.25 to 12.27 on the Senate side and 13.5 to 13.7 on the House side, which just deals with which account in the special revenue fund that this appropriation comes from.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that language.
Chair Anderson moves. Are they both identical?
No.
It's the House side, I think.
Okay. Chair Anderson moves the House side 13.5 to 13.7. Discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So passed. Racing Commission. Is that the one?
Gambling. A15.
No. Right. Madam Chair, I think we have an amendment to offer.
So we have the amendment is on the Gambling Control Board.
Mr. Chair,
Chair Anderson moves the
A15
amendment. We have that.
A15-0668.
Yep.
But it's in the language. It's not
A15-0668.
Mr. Chair, just to note, the amendment doesn't touch this appropriation. It's later. It begins. The first insertion is on R108.
Can we still do it now, Mr. Chair?
Yeah. So we will move to R108 to deal with this particular amendment. On the amendment, Chair Anderson.
Mr. Chair, this amendment is language that has been worked out between all the parties that have been involved in this. All are good to go, and it just addresses some funding issues and concerns, and they are all happy with it.
All right. Chair Anderson moves the A15-0668 amendment. Is there any questions, discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Mr. Lundeen.
The next language is dealing with the Racing Commission and starts on line R18. And I would recommend picking up on the Senate to conform with the spreadsheet lines 13.1, 13.2, and then down to 13.7, which deals with the special revenue appropriation, and then the numbers will be made to match what we have in the spreadsheet.
So, Mr. Lundeen, you would recommend that we approve 13.1 and 2 and then pick it up at 13.7?
I would recommend going from lines 13.1 to 13.7 to reflect what we have in the spreadsheet, because we have some general fund as well as some special revenue.
All right.
I'll make that motion.
All right.
13.1 to 13.7.
Representative Lunan moves the that portion.
On the Senate side.
The Senate side of
Mr. Chair.
Approved, Chair Anderson.
Do we not want to go all the way to 17?
You can, definitely. I would.
Representative Loon, you amend to go to 13.17?
I'd like to amend my motion to go from 13.1 down to 13.17.
All right. On that motion, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordered. Passed. All right, go ahead, Mr. Lundeen.
The next item is starting on line 13.19 to 13.22 on the Senate side and 13.13 to 13.16 on the House side. The language is identical, and this is just putting the cap on the operating budget for the lottery.
Motion by Senator Carlson to accept the two identical portions of 13.19 to 13.22 and 13.13 to 13.16. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Mr. Lundeen.
Okay. The next item, we would be moving down on page R20, dealing with the Historical Society. And I think, given the funding in the spreadsheet, the only language we'd have to pick up on page R20 is lines 14.30 to 15.2, which is dealing with not charging fees for tours at the Capitol.
And is that identical to 14.9?
Yes, that's identical language, 14.19 to 14.23 on the House side.
Senator Wicklund moves the House side 14.19 to 14.23. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I would, on page R21, starting on line 15.7 and going down to 15.19, I would recommend picking up that language to conform with the spreadsheet, and then the language starting on 15.16, dealing with balances forward, is also showing up on the House side, starting at line 15.7 to 15.10.
You have a motion here? Question, Senator Lewin?
So these are the and then they'll just, when we do this, we move it, the numbers all change to the spreadsheet numbers automatically. Okay.
Correct.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the language.
Chair Anderson, you moved what part now?
The 14.30 to 15.19?
No, 15.7.
No, it's the other one. It's 15.19 to 15.21.
I move 15.7 to 15.19.
Okay.
Very good. Any discussion?
That's
complicated. Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's right.
Passes the order. Okay,
Mr. Chair, the next language is on R22. This is under the Arts Board. On the Senate side, 15.28 down to 16.9. And on the House side, lines 15.25 down to 16.6, it's dealing with unencumbered balances and then travel restrictions. The language is, I believe the language is identical.
Have a motion. Senator Wicklund.
I move the House language. Is it
15.25 to 16.6?
16.6.
All right. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Mr. Lundin.
The next item, Mr. Chair, would be on page R23. There is language on the House side starting on line 16.30 to 17.2. This is to conform with the healthy eating appropriation in the spreadsheet.
There we go.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that.
Chair Anderson moves 16.30 to 17.2. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, just a brief question before we move on.
Pappas.
Representative Anderson, is there also an appropriation in the HHH bill for this?
No. Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
No, that's all right. Chairman Anderson.
Senator, Representative Senator Hayden has something.
Mr. Chair, Senator Pappas, and when the leaders were divvying up the jurisdiction for the different accounts, this count was placed into state government finance.
Absolutely correct.
I just thought we did the bill today, and I just thought I saw a line item for it.
I don't think so. All right, Senator, Representative Lundin.
I saw
it. Mr. Lundin.
The next language is on line R24. This is under the contingent accounts. There's language 16.29 to 17.6 on the Senate side and 17.23 to 17.33 on the House side. This language is identical.
I'll move that language, Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson moves the House side 17.23 to 17.33. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
The next language, Mr. Chair, is on page R25. This is dealing with tort claims. The language on the Senate side starting on line 17.8 to 17.13 and lines 18.2 to 18.7 on the House side. The language is identical.
Need a motion? Senator Anderson? Senator Carlson? Senator Carlson, excuse me. All the sweets.
We're all the same.
All right. Move 17.8 to 17.13. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Passed. So, word. Lundin.
Okay. There's a number of riders dealing with some of the retirement appropriations here. And I think I would just recommend these are just kind of standard referencing the statutes. I would recommend just taking on the Senate side, starting with line 17.14 all the way through on the next page, R26, 18.22 through line 18.22. And the language is largely identical.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
So can you... I think that we might want to do the House side on section 34, if I'm correct.
Sure, sure. Lundin, we could do that to pick up with the spreadsheet.
Okay, so Chair Anderson, you want to make the motion with what you just included?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move section 34 of the House side on page R25. It's 18.15 to 18.22. And then I will move the Senate side to get the rest of the language that we need in there.
Can that be from 17.14 to 18.22?
With the exception of line 17.28 to 18.2.
With the exception of 17.28 to 18.2. Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so ordered. Mr. Lundin.
The next language we would need to pick up would be on lines 19.4 on the Senate side on page R27 to 19.19. And this is just dealing with appropriation availability in either year and then the transfer authority, which conforms with the spreadsheet of the $10 million from enlistment services to maintenance.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright moves 19.4 to 19.19 on the Senate side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Lundin.
Okay. The next language dealing with Veterans Affairs would be showing up on page R28. And I would recommend picking up the language 19.26 to 19.30. That's dealing with the spreadsheet item with the transfer appropriation for the Board of Teaching Rulemaking. And then I would recommend the language, I believe, is identical from 19.31 to 21.17 on the Senate side to the 20.11 to 21.29 on the House side. These are all basically base riders.
Mr. Chair, I'll make that motion.
Chair Anderson moves that we adopt 19.26 to 21.17 on the Senate side. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
And then, Mr. Chair, do we need to do the other portion of the House language?
Mr. Lundin.
Which portion?
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lundin, do we need to do the 21 on R29 then too, or am I getting ahead of us?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch.
We're talking about the bottom of R29. So.
Oh, the bottom of R29. We'll pick that up under the technical amendment. I think the next language we would need is on page R30 on the Senate side, lines 21.21 to 21.29. This is dealing with the Veteran Home Special Revenue Account, where the general fund appropriations are transferred into that account.
Motion. Senator Wicklund moves that 2121 to 2129 on the Senate side be adopted. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Pass, so ordered.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd point out there is some language on the Senate side from lines 22.1 to 22.10. This is dealing with maximizing federal reimbursements. I believe this is a rider that was in the bill 2 years ago. There is not any similar language on the House side.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson moves 22.1 to 22.10. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Mr. Lundeen?
Yes, the last language that we need to pick up in Article 1 would be starting on lines 22.11 on the Senate side and going down to lines 22.23. This is just dealing with the cancellation of the fiscal year 15 appropriations for the Campaign Finance Board and for the Board of Teaching Appropriation. And this would conform to the spreadsheet.
I'll move that.
Senator Pappas moves that 22.11 to 22.23 be adopted. Senate side, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so ordered. So we are to Article 2. All right. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, members, the first language to look at is on page R33 on the Senate side, section 1, lines 22.31 through 23.3. This is the language relating to the requiring the LCC to provide staffing for the Legislative Data Commission, and that's consistent with the spreadsheet.
Excuse me, Ms. James, where are you again?
Page R33, section 1 on the Senate side.
Okay.
Fast.
Do I have, is this?
Oh, it's not, I actually wasn't supposed to hand it out. It's for the next thing.
Okay, I'll move the Senate language 22.31 to 23.3.
Okay, Senator Pappas moves 22.31 to 23.3. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Ms. James.
The next item, Mr. Chair, is on page R33 on the House side, beginning section 3, beginning at line 25.1, and going through the next page, R34, all the way to line 25.35, and there is an amendment, the A72.
I'll move on.
Okay. Lunan, Representative Lunan moves the House side section.
Mr. Chair.
The A72 amendment.
Yes.
Oh, I like this.
Yes,
Mr. Chair. 25.1 through 25.35 as amended. Well,
okay.
First, adopt the amendment.
And in Robert.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. First, Representative Ludum, do you want to
move the amendment to
move A72 and say a few words about it?
Well, that the money come from the general fund. Just insert the language in the amendment in the line 25.9.
Okay.
Just for clarity. Moved
by Representative Lunan that. That we adopt 25.1 and to 25.35 with the A72. And so on that as amended on the House side, is there any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chair and members, I believe the next item is on page R36, 7. I believe that there's an amendment relating to this with some new language that perhaps the House has.
Do we have an amendment?
We do, Mr. Chair.
Okay, good.
R37, the county audit language. Does she have the copy?
Is that the county audit? Do you ever
There it is.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Pappas.
Is this the county audit language?
Correct.
Did you ever show it to the state auditor?
Oh, this is, oh. Yeah, we heard it in committee, actually. And she had one of her staff people there, if I remember correctly.
But I mean the amendment. Is the amendment different?
I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, I meant the amendment.
The amendment Senator different? Pappas, this was discussed at length in committee, so.
Anyway, she'll get a copy of this. So let's get it out. Yeah. Ms. James, we're at the on R37. We're at 28.15, Section 6, and before us we have the A15-0761 amendment. Somebody move an amendment.
Chair
Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move the A15-0761 amendment. What we are doing here is asking the Office of the Legislative Auditor to examine the work done by the state auditor in county records and reports, and so I'd like to move that forward.
Discussion. If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
I think the auditor wants to.
Auditor Otto,
Mr. Chair, for the record, I oppose this. I'm duly elected by the people of Minnesota. I am now serving in my third term, and respectfully, I don't think this is necessary, as I stated earlier. And they can unelect me if I feel that I'm not doing an adequate job, but I've done a lot of work around this for people who had concerns, and I respectfully request that you not include this.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I think that the legislative auditor would be able to provide us with useful information. This is something that we continually do across state government, is to look at how we can do things better. And the legislative auditor has a great track record in giving us guidance, and I think this will be very helpful to us.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, is this a proposal instead of Section 6 on the House side? Is that what this amendment is? I just want to be clear on that.
Chair Anderson. Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, I believe the intention is to adopt Section 6 on page 28, line 15 through page 29, line 17 on the R37 and R38. And the A15-0761 together.
Okay.
I don't think that was the agreement.
How is that meant?
Well, I think this is supposed to be, I'm just trying to clarify that. I thought this was the compromise.
Senator Pappas. Excuse me a minute.
Okay.
So we've got a second amendment to the amendment.
All right.
So we have the A15-0761 amendment. Ms. James?
Mr.
Is there another amendment to the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I thought I had one, but I don't think I do. Oh, yes, I do. A69.
Auditor Otto.
There's not enough of the documents that have the policy language in it, so it's hard for me to follow, and I'd like to see what's happening with this since it's in my office. What?
Mr. Chair, I'll move the A69 amendment.
Okay, Chairman Anderson moves the A69 amendment, which is to the A15-0761 amendment. Discussion. Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
This just changes the effective date of when counties would be able to utilize their own audits.
So this changes the effective date from January 15th, 2016 to August 1st?
Correct.
2016.
Yep. Okay. Mr. Chair.
Auditor Otto.
So what you're telling me is that this is going to allow for the counties to, because currently counties can work with private firms. Again, people don't ask our office questions. They don't understand our audit function. But so you're saying the privatization language is going to stay in the bill?
I don't know. Is this constitutional?
The language that is in the bill, is current.
No, this is actually changing the law to. It's changing the way counties will be rotated out of our office now. It's a privatization measure of our audit practice division, and this is an absolutely huge move for the state to make, and it will have lasting consequences for taxpayers for years and years to come. And the governor has said he will veto this. Absolutely no question about it. He will veto this provision. He's vetoed it before, and he'll veto it again. So, again, I wanted to make sure you all knew that because it's going to tank this bill. And it's your prerogative, but he is going to veto it.
Thank you, Auditor Otto. Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And we had a lengthy conversation on this issue. It's part of our state government finance bill on the House side. We had several counties come forward and said for them this would be a huge cost saving for counties that if they so chose to do would be able to go this route. We've gotten feedback from the different county representatives that this is something that is a top priority for some of their counties, and that's why we'd like to move this language. We did put in some comfort language to extend out the date, the effective date, to make sure that the auditor would be able to make any adjustments if that was necessary.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, when I heard about this compromise, it was my understanding that we were doing the legislative auditor language. I was not aware that the intention was to adopt the county audit language in the House bill. Even with a delayed effective date, I have grave concerns about this. Like I said earlier, this has not been discussed on the Senate side. Hasn't been discussed until now in the conference committee at 110, and I just can't vote for this.
Who's the conference vote? We want to call it early. Who will do it?
I come on for you.
Can you have a.
If you want to do a roll call, we can.
Well, we probably will end up
doing it. Mitch, I'm not sure what you're voting.
All right. Is there any discussion on the. On the A69 amendment to the amendment A15-0761.
This does not amend.
Mr. Chair.
Auditor Otto.
If you would entertain a few more comments. This isn't
Auditor
just.
Toronto.
Thank you, Rebecca Otto, State Auditor.
Okay.
What this privatization does is it will remove the audit practice division of my office. We already have a organized manner in which counties can work with private firms, and it's on a rotational basis every 3 years. And you can't have audit staff bouncing up and down, so if counties get to decide on their own, right now my professional staff determines what's in the taxpayer's best interest. This is privatization. We've got to be extraordinarily clear about that. It's a reason why our office is in place right now and the reason why we serve Minnesotans, because we have to determine what's in their best interest in terms of who gets to go with the private firm. Many of the counties have been rotated out. Some haven't been yet, and there's a reason why. And I did not run on privatization as the state auditor. Anybody that has lost against me. This is not what Minnesotans want. And I know that you're the Senate and the House. But this is, again, the governor is going to veto it. He's not going to let this go under his watch. It is not a simple little, oh, the counties can just go because they really want to. I would love to talk to you about the counties that want to and the issues that are going on with them right now. There is a county that was not following the law around an important program you have on the books, and we did not release them because of that. There are other counties that have material adjustments to their financial statements. Their financial house is not in order, and they're handling large federal funds. They can lose those federal funds, which will create more issues in your counties, not less. And so this is not a simple provision to just let counties go if they feel like it because they want to get a cheaper audit. There's also issues out there sometimes with the private firms. If we're not here to keep, make this system work, the system will be broken, and Minnesotans will never get this back. So it cannot be described as a simple provision because some counties want to go and save money. This is not buying reams of paper. This is watching out for the taxpayers' best interests. And we are a truly independent audit office. We're not trying to win contracts back and curry favor. We are there solely for the taxpayers of the state of Minnesota. And I cannot, I will, the governor will veto it, but I want you to know how extraordinarily strongly I feel, and I'll be extraordinarily disappointed if this gets adopted. This was not heard in the Senate. It's a big policy matter.
Mr. Chair.
Anything else, Auditor Otto?
I don't want to leave the table.
No, you don't have to leave the table. I just asked you if you had, is there anything else?
I could go on all night if you let me.
Well, no, I don't think we want that.
Well, I don't want this.
Chair Anderson?
Well, Mr. Chair, we've received communication from the governor's office that he will not veto this, so I just want to give that as comfort to the members here in the conference committee.
I'm going to call him.
On the A69.
Sure. Steph needs a little clarification on what we actually need to vote on as we're voting on the.
All right. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, Representative Anderson moved first the A15-0761, and we didn't have a vote on that yet. And then also moved, Representative Anderson also moved SCS, the A69. So I'm not sure what. We have to take one at a time.
Well, sure we do.
Yep.
The A69 will be the first one.
Okay.
That's the amendment to the amendment.
No, Mr. Chair, the A69 doesn't amend the amendment. It's an amendment to some language that we haven't yet adopted.
Oh, okay. I apologize. So we should really be dealing with the A150761 first.
That was the first motion
All right.
on the table.
All right. And that, it's been a while since we talked about this. So the A150761, again, Chair Anderson, this does what?
So this, sorry, Mr. Chair, what this does is it asks the Office of the Legislative Auditor to review the efficiency of the exams conducted by the state auditor.
All right. Any discussion? Representative O'Driscoll.
Oh, Mr. Chair, I did want to ask for the auditor a question. She had stepped away from the table, so I don't know if it's appropriate to put this on the table right now and move on to others and when she becomes available, but I just wanted to ask her a few clarifying questions about her position.
All right. I think that's fair, Representative O'Driscoll. We'll lay these amendments on the table, go on, and,
Mr.
and come
Chair.
Back. Chairman Anderson.
Did he say to lay the amendment on the table, or did he just wanted to set aside his question?
Representative O'Driscoll.
Mr. Chair, it'll be at your discretion, and thank you, Representative Anderson. I'm just saying that maybe we don't take action until I can get a chance to ask her those questions. And I think the committee is going to go ahead and move it, but I still would like to ask her some clarifying questions about some of the comments she made to this conference committee tonight.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
Representative O'Driscoll, I appreciate that, but it would be nice to move forward on these if... Is there any question? I know that you don't serve on the State Government Finance Committee. Are there any questions that I can maybe help you out with?
Well, thank you, Representative Anderson.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair. I have served on the committee, and I have heard similar discussions, and we certainly can move forward, but at some point I'd like to have a chance to visit with Ms. Otto on some of the comments she made to this commission tonight.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair and...
Chair Anderson.
Representative Driscoll, you're okay if we continue with the adoption and then...
I'm fine, but I do think that I'd like to ask a few questions on some things that were shared for us this evening.
Oh, Auditor Otto, we have some clarifying questions that Representative O'Driscoll would like to ask you, please. Mm-hmm. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Auditor, previous conversations we've had on this, we've had counties subject to audit. Why are cities and school districts allowed exemptions under this? What is the major driving force for clarification for those who are here present today, why certain local governments would be subject to this and others are not?
Mr. Chair, Representative Driscoll. So when this was set up by the legislature, So state auditor, you'd think you do state government. What you don't. What you do is you audit the state's interest at the local level. Counties receive a lot of money from state government. So the counties have always been under the purview of the state auditor's office, much like state agencies are under the purview of the legislative auditor. And we don't just audit counties. We audit the cities of the first class, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Duluth. They receive a lot of state money as well. And then we also audit some other entities, regional governments like Metropolitan Council. Again, you know that they get state resources. So we function just like the legislative auditor, except that we do the entities that receive a lot of state resources. We also have local governments who will ask us to come in and audit them, who can work with private firms, but they want our seal of approval because we have a very high level of integrity. We also do some petition audits for the Minnesota taxpayers. They petition our office to audit their local government when they don't trust the private CPA firm. This happens as well, or they want us to look at a limited scope audit. So there's a lot of different things that we do within that audit division, and it's always been that this office audited the state's interests at the local level. Privatization occurred in 2003, and so some of the county audits went to private firms, and that was due to some cuts, and a system was set up at that time to rotate audits. So they would rotate. So our office does, you know, about two-thirds of the counties right now and about a third are private. Every 3 years, our staff will ask counties, would you like to go private? Would you like to stay with us? Would you like to come back? You know, so they communicate with us what they want. Then what we do is the professional staff looks at the conditions of the entities and other factors, and then they'll let the ones know we're rotating you in, we're rotating you out. So currently that's how the system works, and it seems to work pretty well. With the caveat that the staff is always looking at what's in the best interest of the taxpayers. So if taxpayers have concerns, they can call us. Just like you all can go to the legislative auditor, the taxpayers come to us. They can't go to private firms. Private firms will not serve them. They can't because they contract with the county board. So that's the situation is that all of us have to be efficient, and all of us want to make sure these audits are done in a timely manner, as cost-effective as possible. And so that's happened, and since under my watch, it's gotten extraordinarily good and much better than it had been. And we leverage technology to make sure we're being as efficient as possible with our electronic work papers and everything else. So, and we've educated the counties. So the counties are doing much better on their end. For a long time, they weren't prepared when we came in, and their records were not in good shape. We've taught them what they need to do in order to help themselves so that their audit costs can be reduced. So we've done that with them. But it was set up the way it was because of the flow of the money.
Recess for 5 minutes. We're going to deal with these amendments presently. The first one we have is the 150761. Is there a discussion on it? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
I have my three.
You got your three. Okay. Is it, and there's two here. Okay. Passes. On the 869 amendment, is there a discussion on that? Senator Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I do feel blindsided by this, and we've gotten a message that this is not something that the governor has said that he would accept. So I'm going to vote for this and let the governor speak for the auditor.
All right. Other discussion? If not, on the A69 amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Passes and so ordered. Now we're going to take a little detour here, and Mr. Lundeen, we have some recommendations that have come forward to us.
Can we still send out this?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Before we do that, we're going to adopt Section 6.
Mr. Chair and members, the last amendment that you adopted changed the effective date for this section. It begins on page R37 on the House side, Section 6 there, and that language goes all the way to page R39 after line 29.22.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Section 6.
Chairman Anderson moves that section of the House language. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Approved. So ordered. All right. Now, Mr. Lundeen, we have an amendment to the spreadsheet.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. There are two changes that we will be making in the spreadsheet we've been requested to make, and the target has been increased to accommodate these changes. The first is on the first page of the spreadsheet, line 29. This is dealing with the governor's office, the legal emergency preparedness and constituent work. This is to include the funding that the governor requested in his budget, which would be $214,000 in fiscal year 16 and $166,000 in fiscal year 17 for a total of $380,000 for the biennium, and the $166,000 a year does go into the tails. And I'll go through the second item, and you can just adopt them together. The second item is on page 3 of the spreadsheet under the Department of Administration, line 81. This removes the reduction to the in lieu of rent base appropriation of $1 million and restores the appropriation back to the base level funding.
All right. Discussion on those two items? To the spreadsheet? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, who moved that last one?
You. I did.
House behavior.
Sometimes I'm erratic at
35.
Sometimes this is when I'm getting up. All right. So let's move on, Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, members, the next language item is on page R39, section 7 on the House side. This is regarding the not having to sign for telephone bills that are less than $5. So it's all of section 7, so 29.23 through 30.2 on the House side.
On that section of the House language, is there a motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
We did have a discussion
Senator Pappas.
About not having to sign at all, because the way this is handled now, there's so much more accountability that it's probably not necessary for us to sign on them at all. But I think we didn't prepare that amendment or discuss it. But I think we should consider that.
Is there any discussion on the idea? I mean, I remember that. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Pappas, this was a conversation that occurred on the House floor. It was a bipartisan effort. There was concern that if we had gone to zero, it would some members were concerned about having that take place, given what has happened, unfortunately, on this issue in years past. So for this is kind of a baby step in the right direction, and this is kind of the compromise language, if you will, that would that made everybody happy.
All right. On Section 7, on the House side, more discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, members, the next item is on page R50, Section 24 on the House side. This is the Ethnic Council.
Ms. James, R50?
Yes.
That's what we like to see.
And there are amendments for this.
A61 and A62.
You can take it, Carol.
Amendments. Which ones do we have?
Mr. Chair, the first amendment is the A61.
Yeah, I have it. Mr. Chairman, this is the Ethnic Council reform legislation, the House bill, and the Senate has...
So, Senator Pappas, you move the A61?
Yeah, I'm going to move it in a minute. Okay. And the Senate has looked over the language and had some suggestions, and also this amendment has been... This section, we've consulted with the Department of Administration, and they provided their input into this. It's kind of a hybrid model of accountability for the three of the ethnic councils. And this would... the Council on Black Minnesotans would like to change their name to the Council for Minnesotans of African Heritage. And we do allow the council to contract in its own name. This is actually existing language. We had thought we'd have admin do it, but they declined. And then we have the Attorney General providing legal services. We deleted the word politically feasible to some of the goals section and give the authority to recruit and hire the executive directors to the LCC. And that's it, I think. And I've also consulted with Representative Lane on the
Representative
language.
Representative Lane, comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I did know of these amendments, and I have no problem with them. I think this is good reform that we're putting in here, and these amendments can help it.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Pappas, I'm looking at the item on line 13 of the amendment. Can you talk to me a little bit more about that piece, please?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
The Attorney General section?
Correct.
Right. Because the councils are in the executive branch, we wanted to make it clear that then it's the responsibility of the Attorney General to provide legal services to the councils.
And Mr. Chair.
And Chairman Anderson.
And Senator Pappas, have you had a conversation with the AG's office? Is this something that they are willing to do, or are they here to add some comment on this or give us a little bit more background?
Madam Chair, I'm afraid I did not discuss this with the Attorney General. I just was familiar with, like, for example, the Capital Area Architecture Board. The Attorney General provides legal services to them.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes, Chairman Anderson.
Mr. McCormick, perhaps you can help us out a little bit and let us know So is this something that would be unique, or if you are an executive branch agency in general, wouldn't you still have this representation from the AG anyway? Can you help me out on that?
Representative Lane, do you have comment on that?
Yes, because we're doing a little bit of a hybrid and having the executive directors be hired and then in consultation with the councils to have an annual review for the executive directors, this provided a little bit of a hybrid and some confusion about the role of the LCC in that. And so this just makes it clear that the council still, as they do now, exist in the executive branch, as they do now, are part of a state agency, and that all we're doing is offering the assistance of the LCC in working with them to hire an executive director and to do their annual review. So we just want to make it clear here that they're still under the assistance of the Attorney General in any legal matters.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes, Chair Anderson.
And can we have Mr. McCormick comment?
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, Representative Lane is exactly correct.
Okay. And Mr. Chair?
Yes, Chairman Anderson.
Senator Pappas, I also had a question regarding the line 7 through 12. When we're talking about the contracts, is this agency, then, do they fall under the review of the Department of Administration, grant administration, so that they get reviewed and so forth?
Senator Pappas.
Madam Chair, that's an excellent question, and I think the preference in the House bill was that the Department of Administration approve these contracts. That was certainly the House approach. But in our conversations with the commissioner, he did not want that responsibility. So he wanted the councils to contract in their own name.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Chairman Anderson.
Is there anyone from admin that can speak to whether, because what typically happens for admin is they either make you a contract authorizer and they do audits of you, or they actually review and sign off on that. And I'd just like to know how they have handled this in the past.
Is there anybody from admin that could address this for us?
Mr. Scherer isn't here anymore?
Yeah, they're coming.
Here he comes.
Scherer.
Oh, here's someone else.
Hi, would you identify yourself for the record and then give us your testimony, please?
Sure, Lenore Madigan, Assistant Commissioner for the Department of Administration. From a contracting perspective, materials management would oversee their contracts just as they would with anyone else with delegated authority. Smart Services helps each of the boards make their decisions, but ultimately the decision lies with the board as to what decisions they want to make. We advise them about contracts, the right way to do things. So they would follow all executive branch policies and procedures.
Chair Anderson.
And Mr. Chair, and is it Ms. Madigan?
Yes.
Does the Department of Administration then also review any grants that they distribute and give out to different entities? Is there any kind of oversight when it comes to that?
Ms. Madigan.
Thank you. Regarding grants, the Office of Grants Management sets grants policies. There's one person in the grants office, so we don't review grants of all the state agencies.
Oh, well, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
I think what would be helpful, Senator Pappas, is in the language when you're looking at line 11, instead of, I'm fine with them receiving grants, but I'm a little concerned about expending grants without some kind of oversight.
Senator Pappas, do you want
Mr. Chairman and Representative Anderson, I agree. I mean, it's fine if we can think of some way to provide that oversight.
Mr. Chair?
Chair Anderson.
Can staff maybe help get us some language for that? And while they're maybe working on that, if I've got just a few more questions.
Okay, Chair Anderson.
Senator Pappas, on line 24, what is that? What is that section of statute?
Transfer.
I'm going to ask Ms. James to respond.
Ms. James?
Mr. Chair and members, that
statute section 15.039 relates to when one agency's powers and assets and everything are transferred to another agency. So when one agency is phased out and sort of replaced with a reformed agency or a different agency, then this statute section provides for all of their assets and and whatnot to transfer, and contracts and whatnot.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And then the only thing is if we can make the amendment to the amendment and fixing that one piece, I think that we would be good to go.
Mr. Chair, Representative Lane, I believe Mr. McCormick is going to work on that while we maybe we could move on. Or
Mr. McCormick, Chair Anderson, Senator Pappas.
Senator Wicklund also has another amendment that we could take up. We want to do that first.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to set the A61 aside just temporarily. And Senator Wicklund.
I'll withdraw my motion in the meantime.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Senator Wicklund, we have the A53, and we're just about passed out here.
What's that?
Senator Wicklund, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, yes, I had noted that within the description of the Minnesota African Heritage Council, there had been specific language to state that the council must include at least 5 females. And it appears to me that I think all the, you know, the Latino Affairs Council and the Asian Pacific Minnesotans Council, I think, would benefit by having a conscious attempt to have a measurable number of women on each of them. So I'm proposing that for the other, so line 14, that would be the Council on Latino Affairs, and then line 27 would apply to the Council on Asian Pacific Minnesotans. And I guess the amendment also changes the word females to women.
Discussion on the A53. Ms. Representative Lane.
I know that in the current language, the Black Council does have this, so my thought was to just leave it there, but I see no reason why not to extend it. I think the other two councils do have that balance now, but it doesn't hurt to remind them.
Right. Other discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed, and so ordered. How are we doing, Senator Pappas? Do you have the information?
I think Mr. McCormick was working on language, and maybe it's not ready yet.
Okay, we'll come back.
So ordered.
All right, so Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item is perhaps this would be an amendment. The A59, this relates to a report on budget reserve percentage. It changes the date and it changes the entities who receive this report. And this would be, this amendment will be slotted onto page R56. It doesn't amend anything that's on the page. It's something new, but that's where the insertion would be.
Okay, so the A59. Who's? Are you gonna? Did you just explain it? Who's going to explain this? Anybody familiar?
Where did it come from?
Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, I could explain it some more, or someone from MMB might want to explain it.
It's an MMB request.
Mr. Chair? Oh, Mr. Pollard.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. John Pollard with Minnesota Management Budget. Can you give me a second to read it?
Watch the mic, Derek. If you don't, as you know, if you don't speak right into it, doesn't magnify very well. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members this of the committee, this is an amendment that would change the effective date for a budget reserve report. Right now, that report is due to you, the legislature, and the two chairs before us in January. It was suggested earlier in session that that report be moved to the summer due to the recent change in state law that makes adjustments to the budget reserve at the November forecast. So that information might be more helpful to the legislature if it was presented to you in the summer before the November forecast when those adjustments were made rather than after the fact in January.
Mr. Chairman, I remember this discussion from the Finance Committee, so I'll move the A59 amendment.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. The A59 amendment has been moved by Senator Pappas. Chairman Anderson?
Mr. Chair, how about we put it at September 31st? I'm just thinking for lawmakers, that's right before usually a big holiday. It might be more helpful if it's around September 31st. I don't know if that changes anything.
Senator Pappas, does that change anything for you?
I think we'd have to ask Mr. Pollard.
Mr. Pollard, is that okay? All right. So we're going to insert, this is an oral amendment. We're going to insert August.
September.
September
30th.
Mr. Chair.
August 29th.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I might almost suggest at the end of the third quarter of the calendar year. That specifies, rather than a date, the end of the quarter itself.
Oh, that's probably better. That way you don't get stuck on a Saturday or something.
Okay, so
you might end up on a Saturday or Sunday, and that might be inconvenient. But if it's at the end of Q3 of the calendar year, then you know that specifically that is the date.
Okay. Mr. Pollard.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Representative Albright, can you please explain that to me again?
So as an example, September might fall on a weekend or something. So what you're doing is you're just saying the end of the quarter, end of the third quarter.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Albright, wouldn't the possibility still exist that the end of the quarter fall on a weekend?
Then you just follow up with the following week then.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, John Pollard, Minnesota Management Budget. I think that would be fine, whichever the committee prefers to do. Typically, your reports are actually set on a date. We don't typically say, and Council James might be able to help me here, but we don't typically say at the end of a quarter, but I think either would work fine.
Mr. Chairman, and especially it says by September 30th, which means it could be the 29th, or the 28th, the 27th, 25th, right. Whatever.
Right. Okay. All right, Representative Albright, you want to give – first of all, do we have consensus here on quorum?
No, we're going to vote by September 30th.
By September 30th, Mr. Chair.
By September 30th? All right, that's – so the oral amendment is by September 30th of each year.
I'll incorporate that into my A59 amendment.
Senator Pabst incorporates that into her A59. So the A59 – as amended, discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered. How are we doing with A61? Okay, it's all good. We don't have to change. All right. So, okay.
Madam Chair, members, I do have a suggested change for the A61.
Oh, okay. Well, so anyway, we're going to bring the A61 back. The A61 is back.
Mr. Chair.
So we don't even need it?
No. Oh, I think she wants. Yeah, she wants
okay.
The amendment.
Okay. So the A61 is coming off the table.
I just withdrew my motion.
You just withdraw the A61.
So do you want me to move it again, or do we want to hear from the suggested amendment to the amendment? Then I can incorporate it.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Chairman Anderson.
Mr. McCormick, the way I understood it is the word expend doesn't mean that they're distributing grants. It means that if they receive a grant, then they can use it, basically. Is that correct?
Madam Chair, members, yes.
Mr. McCormick. And
with that being the case, I'm fine with the language as is.
Okay.
All right, then I'll move the A61 amendment.
A61. Any discussion? Is moved by Senator Pappas. Any discussion for the discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I think we need to move the language.
Okay.
It's on A50.
Mr. Chair, begins on R50.
R50?
Can I just move section 24?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Senator Pappas moves section 24 of the House language.
As amended by?
As amended.
As amended. Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Or nay. Passes and so ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair and members, the next item is on page R58, the accommodation reimbursement. And the House and the Senate side are very similar. There's a couple of places where the House has used the word account, where we have used the word fund, or the other way around. And I believe that the Senate version is appropriate, that the proper word is account in all of these places. Mr. McCormick is nodding his head.
It's okay, Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, members, that's correct. The Senate language is superior.
Okay. Somebody move the language. This is notification, right, Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, this is the accommodation reimbursement account. So on page R58, it's section 5 on the Senate side, lines 24.32 through 26.5.
I'll move the section 5.
Senator Pappas moves
Senate side.
Moves that section, section 5 of the Senate language. Is there any discussion on that?
Yes.
Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Lundin pointed out that I skipped something on page R54. Section 3 on the Senate side is the same as section 26 on the House side. This is a minute services provision that allows them to allows agencies to contract for cloud-based services.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'll move that.
Chair Anderson, you're moving section 26. Section 26 of the House language. Any discussion?
It's the whole section.
Is it the whole section, Ms.
Yes,
James?
Sir.
Mr. Chair, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lines 45.20 okay. through 45.32.
Very good. Okay. Discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. It's ordered. Ms. James?
Mr. Chair and members, the next item is on page R60. It begins at the very bottom of page R59, section 6 on the Senate side. Section 35 on the House side. It's my understanding that the intention is for the conference committee to accept the Senate language, so the section 6, and then also if you want to make a move a chunk, it would be section 7, section 8, and section 9 on the Senate side. So that would take you through page R64 after line 29.33.
Mr. Chair.
Chairman Anderson.
Are we looking at R60 Senate language lines 26.7 through 26.14? Is that what you were looking to adopt?
Ms. James, you want to clarify that for us?
Mr. Chair, yes. It would be the Senate language that begins at the very bottom of page R59, line 26.6, and we can take this one section at a time, maybe that's easier, through page R60, line 26.14. That's the first of three provisions that relate to grant agreements that I understand is part of the agreement.
Sure.
So you want to do the first one first, Chair?
Okay.
I
don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay, Senator Carlson is good. We'll move to section 6. Okay. Discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, then on R60, Section 7 on the Senate side is the second of the provisions relating to the grant agreements.
The grant agreements? Senator Wicklund moves Section 7 on the Senate side, grant agreements. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Chairman Anderson.
I'm just trying to remember the conversation that we had on this. I don't know if you can refresh my memory, if we can pause on this just a little bit.
Yes, for sure.
And maybe if you want to do a different section instead. I'll move the Section 9 on page R61.
Okay. We're gonna skip Section 7 for the time being, 8, and go to Section 9. The Guaranteed Energy Savings Program. Is there a discussion on Section 9? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Rush, just
right,
waiting.
No, we're good. Okay.
All right. So I'm back to the Senate Section 7 and Section 8 on page R60. Senator Pappas moves that. Is there a discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed, so ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R64 on the Senate side, Section 10, setting the size standard for a small business for preference in state contracting.
So, yeah, this is a small business. The governor's, what is that, Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, this is the a size standard for businesses. If they're small businesses, they get certain preferences in state contracting. And this is setting the standard for how you determine whether they're small or not.
Okay.
By using federal regulations.
All right. Senator Carlson moves Section 10 on the Senate side. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Ms. James.
On page R64 on the House side, Section 40 is the provision relating to veteran-owned small businesses.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson moves Section 40 on the House side. Discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Passed. So ordered. Ms. James.
On page R65, on the Senate side is Section 12, and on the House side is Section 41, relating to eligibility for veteran-owned small businesses. There is differences in these provisions. I believe that Department of Veterans Affairs might have a preference on this.
Ms. James, was there a preference to the House?
Yes.
Language? Okay. So Section 41?
Yes.
Section 41, page R65 on the House side. Discussion?
I'll move it.
Moved. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and sword. Yeah, Mr. McCormick.
I think we made one on R64, Section 11.
Okay.
State funded contracts.
Well, there we go. We did. Okay. Is Ms. James, that'd be Section 11?
On the Senate side, Mr.
Chair. All right, on the Senate side. Moved by Senator Pappas. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R75 on the House side, Section 50. The
R75?
Yes. Section 51 on the House side, the healthy eating.
I'll move that,
proposal.
Mr. Chair.
Who's Section 50?
One.
51. Ah, yes. That's appropriate. Section 51, moved by Chairman Anderson. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Back off about 10 sections here.
Mr. Chair, the next item begins on page R76, and there are a batch of sections relating to expedited and temporary licensing on the House side. There are sections 52 through 61 on the House side.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
So that takes us to page R83.
And that section of House language is moved by Chairman Anderson. Is there any discussion on that? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R83 on the Senate side. Section 13 relates to the Board of Cosmetology, which is making me think that I skipped some Board of Cosmetology provisions earlier in the bill. No, I did not.
Okay.
Patrick was telling me I did not.
Good to hear.
Right. This is the beginning of the Board of Cosmetology provisions. That's what the issue is.
Section 13.
Section 13 and section 14 are both from the cosmetologist examiner's bill. Section 15 is a mobile salon bill. Section 16 through 32, 34, 35, 63B, 66, and 67 are all part of the Board of Cosmetologist Examiner's bill. And then sections 15, 33, and 63A are mobile salon.
So how many pages? Where are we?
Okay, maybe. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Maybe we'll do it section by section.
No, let's do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not questioning. I just, where did we end up then?
Well,
Well, first, we'll take the first chunk before we skip anything.
Mr. Chair, that takes us, if you did those two things, the Board of Cosmetologists bill and the mobile salons, that would take you through page R91.
Okay.
Before, or after line 39.13, we're going to have another couple of
changes.
Sections ahead for the Board of Cosmetologists, but I'll point those out when we get there.
All right. This gets us to 39.13 and deals with cosmetology and the mobile salons.
And I'll move that.
And that's moved by Senator Pappas. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. All right. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R92.
Nice.
Oh, and this is also Board of Cosmetologists.
Okay.
Is that
It's
the mobile salon.
Sorry. On page R91, section 33 is a mobile salon provision.
Okay.
And then on page R92, section 34 is back to the Board of Cosmetologists bill.
So,
do we have them?
I'll move section 33 and section 34.
Okay, 33 and 34 moved by Senator Pappas. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
On page R93, sections 37 on the Senate side and section 67 on the House side are the same.
So 37 and 67?
Yes.
Take the... we'll take section 67 of the House. You want to move it?
Sure, I'll move
all
it.
Right. Chair Anderson's going to move it. And be any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Mr. McCormick.
We're going to look up and pick up section 35 on page R93 on the Senate side.
I was wondering about that.
Okay. Very
that
good.
Under agreement? Okay, I'll move section 35.
Senator Pappas moved section 35.
Clarify the language, right?
Senator.
Clean up the language.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so moved. So we've got the...
Chairman,
yes, Mr. McCormick.
I think the next section, at least on my list for consideration, is Senate Section 36 on page 93.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, that's Senjan.
That's the chairman, too.
Yeah, yeah, Marquay.
I'm going to
move that.
Yeah.
All right, that's Section 36, the Parkway. Any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed, so ordered.
Next, Mr. Chair, beginning on page R96, Section 41 on the Senate side is the same as Section 90 on the House side. These are a series of provisions from the Secretary of State. And they're the same through page R98, the Senate Section 45, and the House Section 94.
Okay. Did you say Section 41 and Section 90 are the same?
Mr. Chair, I'm saying that the Senate side and the House side are the same. Beginning on page R96, the Senate Section 41 and the House Section 90 through page R98, Section 45 on the Senate side and Section 94 on the House side.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. James?
Berger.
It actually starts on page R95. You just missed the first section because there's a gap. Just wanted to make sure you caught that as you were catching it.
The correct motion would be section 88 on the House side, then sections 90 through 94 on the House side. We would skip section 89 and not
right.
do that.
Mr. Chair, I'll make the motion.
Chair Anderson made that motion on what Mr. McCormick just described. Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next batch of items begins on page R98. These are Board of Accountancy provisions. It's my understanding that it's the House side that the committee would be interested in moving to, and that is sections 95 through
104.
Through 104 on page that begins on page R103 and ends on page R107.
Chair Anderson moves the House side in 95 through 104 plus 107. Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R108. This is another one of the Secretary of State items. Section 58 on the Senate side is the same as Section 105 on the House side.
Is there an amendment?
Is there a motion?
We have an amendment for that.
We have an amendment. All right.
That's it for the next
Take
section.
Take a deep breath.
I don't
we
have
an amendment.
Section
107.
We're in 106 right now. Or 105.
Oh. Madam Chair, or Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Yes, just
for clarification, I like to take a look at R103
okay.
and Section 55 of the Senate side, and I don't know if I wanted to. I'm at least not sure whether that's the intent.
What page is that?
R103, Section 55.
And R103, that has to do with what? Gambling, some kind?
It's the Board of Accountancy. Senate had allowed the board to increase a certain fine. The House had not included that. And it's my understanding that the committee is interested in moving the House side.
The Senate side, Section 55 of the Senate language. We have it on the sheet.
Okay.
On Section 55, somebody moves
I'll
it?
I'll move it.
Senator Pappas moves Section 55. Is there any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
The next item is on page R108. Section 58 on the Senate side and Section 105 on the House side. This is another one of the Secretary of State provisions. They're the same.
We have a motion on Section 105. Okay. Chairman Anderson moves Section 105, which is the same as 58 on the, but it's on the House side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
On page R108, Section 107 of the House side, and there is an amendment relating to the railroad condemnation powers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we're at.
Okay. Hey, girl. We'll get back in our office somehow.
I may have to kick the door to who that was.
Thank you.
On the A48, Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, this changes the effective date. It makes the section effective retroactively from March 2nd, 2015, and applies to any eminent domain action to acquire any property interest of any of the named entities.
Senator Pappas.
I can move the A48 amendment.
A48 amendment moved by Senator Pappas. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
And I can move Section 107 of the House side.
As amended.
As amended.
107 on the House side as amended. Where does that take us, Ms. James?
Then we're on page R108. We've worked our way to line 100.21.
Okay.
And then we have an amendment that would be slotted in the spot on the Senate side. For the Gambling Control Board. Oh, we adopted that already.
Okay,
sorry,
right.
Never mind.
So I misspoke. So I'm at 108 now?
Now we are on
We're
going to
adopt 107. Chair Anderson? You want?
Mr. Chairman, I moved Section 107.
You did that already?
Yeah.
All right, so we already did that.
Yep.
No, we didn't adopt
it. We didn't vote on it.
All right.
We adopted the amendment.
So 107, do we have any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R113, the Senate side, Section 59, the House side, Section 113, and they're the same.
Mr. Chair, I'll move that.
Okay. Section 113 of the House side. Discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moved. So ordered.
The next item is on page R114, section 60 on the Senate side. It's my understanding that that language is consistent with the spreadsheet that we have adopted.
I'll move section 60 of the Senate language.
Moved by Senator Pappas, section 60. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Moved and so ordered.
On page, Mr. Chair and members, on page R115, at the bottom of the Senate side is section 63. And it goes on to page R116. This is rulemaking relating to the Board of Cosmetologists bill and also to the mobile salon bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Ms. James,
Senator,
we're not doing section 62.
We should be.
I don't know whether that was included.
I have it on my list.
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chairman, I think we are doing the section 62. It's the in lieu of rent evaluation, requiring the Commissioner of Administration to evaluate and provide recommendations among future in lieu of rent.
Mitch.
And we're not doing it. Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
All right. We're on section 63.
We just made sure we were in the right spot while we were marking. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Ms. Jean.
Mr. Jean.
On what? Which one? 63?
62. That's
No.
Okay.
We missed 61, yeah. Though.
61.
The Capitol Room numbers.
Did you agree to that?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Numbers are off.
I'll move Section 61 for Senator Cohen.
Moved by Senator Pappas.
We'll call it the Senator Cohen Capitol Room number.
We'll call it the Senator Cohen Capitol Room number. All right. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Where is that? Yes, James. That passed, by the way.
So we're not taking 62 now. We're taking 62, but 62.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on the bottom of page R115. On the Senate side, Section 63, the rulemaking. This goes with the Board of Cosmetologists bill.
Rulemaking on cosmetology. All right. Senator Wicklund moves that. Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, I believe that takes us to page R120. Yeah. On the Senate side is Section 66, the revisor's instruction. This is part of the Board of Cosmetologists bill.
That's Section 66?
Yes.
Section 66 on cosmetology, moved by Senator Carlson. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Next.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. McCormick.
I'm going to just make sure that I'm clear. I'm going to take you back to page R116, Section 64. I'm not sure if the intention is to adopt that, but this is a state agency technology projects.
Yes.
All right, you're right. Okay, Section 64, moved by Senator Pappas. Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to take you to page R119 on the House side and have you look at Section 122, report on agency chief information officers.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
Moved by Chair Anderson, Section 122 on the House side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to take it to the page R121, and I'm going to have you look at Section 62 of the House language. Okay, that one got messed up on my list. I think we've just done six. That earlier. So.
We need Section 123. On page R120. To do Section 123.
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move on page R119, the bottom of the page, Section 123 in the House language.
Oh, wait.
This is transitional language for
the House. Okay. Senator Pappas moves Section 123 on R19 on the House side. Is there a discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Who is Ms. McCormick or Ms. James?
Mr. Chair, on page R120, Section 124 relates to the county audits. It's a revisor's instruction. And Section 125 is, again, about the council's
I'll move those chairs, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson moves 124 and 125, 124 and 125. Discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next item on page R120 at the bottom of the Senate side, Section 67 is a repealer that goes with the Cosmetologist Examiners Board bill.
Senator Wicklund moves Section 67 on the Senate side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, then next on page R121 in the repealer, we need to make an amendment to the paragraph B
first of all. That's the R71.
I have that, Mr. Chairman.
And the result of this amendment will be that the only repealer listed in paragraph B that the committee would be adopting is the overseer of roads.
Chair Anderson, you do the A71?
I do, Mr. Chair, but I do need to amend it.
Okay. Tell us what your...
Mr. Chair, we do not want to repeal section 6.48. That is arcane county auditor language. That's just standard cleanup language.
Okay.
And so that's why we'd like to, that was part of the county audits provision as well.
So what we're doing is we need to remove that number from this.
It's replaced.
So what Chair Anderson is suggesting is on line 1.4, after 3.886 semicolon, remove 6.48 and then semicolon. So 6.48. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, Ms. James, I think, will be able to help us out.
Help us out.
Mr. Chair and members, the repeal there of 6.48 is appropriate because in the bill we are adding a new section 6.481, and there's a reviser instruction to refer to the new section 6.481 wherever 6.48 had been referenced. So it's appropriate to repeal it here. So the amendment is fine as is.
On the A71 amendment, Chair, who moved it?
I did, Mr.
Okay.
Chair, but I think Mr. McCormick has some feedback.
Mr. McCormick.
Madam Chair, I think when we're Mr. done
Chair.
With paragraph B, we want to be repealing two sections of law. We want to be repealing section 6.48 and section 375.2. And in order to accomplish that, on the A71 amendment, we would like to just, on line 1.4, the language would delete sections 3.886, semicolon, 349A.07, subdivision 6, semicolon, and that, by adopting that, we would leave on page R21 a repealer of sections 6.48 and 375.23.
That's right.
So we're doing this.
Okay. That cleared everybody? Okay. Awesome. Who made the motion?
I did, Mr.
Chair. All right. Chair Anderson made the motion on the A71 amendment and its oral amendments.
I'd just like to incorporate that into my amendment, Mr. Chair. And
very well. We're going to do that. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Repealing the water station.
Passed.
Mr. Chair, then the next repealer there on the House side on page 121, paragraph D on line 111.12 is the repeal of the current ethnic councils.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So did we actually...
Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Chair, did we actually adopt the section 126 repealer in its entirety?
That's a good question.
Or just B, I should say.
Ms. James, did you hear the question?
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. No, I did not hear the question.
Mr. Chair, Ms. James, did we actually adopt then the section B of section 126 repealer, or paragraph B, I should say, as amended?
No, we did not, I don't think.
All right, let's do that.
I'll make that motion, Mr. Chair.
All right. Chair Anderson, on the section B of 126, repealer moves that as amended. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered. Okay.
So now we need to add stuff.
All right, are we going to pick up D, or what are we going to do? All right, we're going to pick up D of Section 126.
Representative Lane wants to move that.
Mr. Chair, I will move to remove, to do the repealer of D.
So do you know Representative Anzels?
Yes.
Great. All right. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so moved.
The next item on page R-121, section 2 on the Senate side is the same as section 62 of the House side.
Okay, section 2 of the Senate side, Senator Wicklund, who's that? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I think the next item you might want to vote on is on page R-122 on section 3 of the Senate side. It's extending a reporting requirement about the Support Our Troops account currently. In current law, the Adjutant General is required to report on the use of the funds, and this section makes that reporting requirement similar for, or the same for the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs.
We want to move Section 3. Senator Carlson, Section 3 on the Senate side, R-22. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moved and so ordered. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item on page R-123, on the House side, it's the death gratuity. It's my understanding that the House side is preferable to the Veterans Affairs.
On Section 63 and 64, or just 63?
Military Affairs. Section 63.
63.
On the House side.
The House side, right. I move the House language on Section 62 and 63.
No, Section
63.
Just 63.
Just 63.
Senator Pappas moves Section 63 to the House side. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Moved and so ordered.
Mr. Chair, the next item on page R-123 on the House side, Section 64, the reclassification bonus program. It's similar to the Senate side, but the House side is a preference or a permission for the Adjutant General to establish this program, and the Senate side has a requirement to establish the program. This is for incentives for training in particular areas.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Section 6.
Section 6 is moved by Chairman Anderson. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passed. So ordered.
The next, Mr. Chair, the next item on page R-124 on the Senate side is Section 7, and on the House side, Section 1 of a different bill. This relates to the Big Island Veterans Camp, changing the way trustees are appointed, and later we'll have a repealer getting rid of a guardian board of guardians. They're similar in substance on the Senate side. On line 61.21, we've inserted the name of the camp so that it's clear that this section of law is dealing with the Big Island Veterans Camp.
I'll move Section 7. Do you want to do it, James?
Sure.
All right. Senator Carlson moves Section 7 of the Big Island Veterans Camp. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Moving forward.
The next item is on page R-125, Section 65 of the House side, and we have an amendment for that.
We have an amendment. Get the motion ready. That's all right. All right, I have the A68 amendment on veterans' preference.
There we go.
This, James, are we going to, are you going to explain it, or is there somebody here that's going to explain it?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if the proponents for the amendment are, I don't know if they're here.
Representative Howe, I think it needs to be fixed. He's right there.
Oh, okay. Representative Howe, would you like to give some testimony on the A68? Would somebody like to move it for the Senator?
I'll move it for him.
All right. Chair Anderson moves the A68. Representative Howe?
Yes, Mr. Chair. This basically what it does is this amendment clarifies who's going to pay what and are we moving the other amendment?
Chair Anderson.
Mr. Chair, in part of this process, we needed to make some fixes. I believe there is another amendment to it.
Do we have another amendment on board here?
The A68 is the only one that I know about for this section.
Mr. McCormick might have it.
McCormick?
I think the essence of the amendment was to strike the putting attorney.
Well, basically what it was going to do was it was going to add some verbiage to clarify that if the veteran prevails, either in the civil service board or in the three-member panel, that and the hearing reverses all aspects of the discharge, the governmental subdivision shall pay all veterans reasonable attorney fees. So basically all it's doing is clarifying that if the veteran prevails in either case, in the civil service board or in the are on the three-member panel, that it'll pay the veterans reasonable attorney's fees in both cases.
Okay. All right, Representative Howell, let's, I didn't quite get that wording, but we'll put it on here. Somebody write that down, or do you have a copy of this?
I've got a copy of this, and I had the amendment. Not sure where it went.
Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson.
Can we pause on this one until we kind of get that in?
Well, I'll just set this aside for a minute. We'll keep going. And when you get it done and you find the amendment, we'll take care of it. Ms. James.
Mr. Chair, the next item is on page R127, section 66 on the House side, the Honor and Remember flag, and we have an amendment for this.
All right.
And they call and ask me to come up. Just ask if they want me up on the stairs. Ask to be excused.
Okay, I have the A43 amendment. Anybody going to speak to this?
Mr. Chair, the amendment follows
James.
The amendment follows the mm-hmm. way that this bill passed through. Can't quite remember exactly how far it got. I think it's on general orders in the Senate. We passed it.
This one quick.
Okay, let's. This is something that we've been doing. So, somebody want to move?
We passed it.
All right.
I'll move.
Yeah. All right.
I'll move it.
All right. Senator Carlson moves the A43 amendment. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Passed and so ordered. We're going to recess to the call of the chair. The House is under call.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll be here a week. First item of business is going to be Representative Hall's request. Jerry Anderson, did you do the A68? I can't remember.
I did, and I can move the amendment to the amendment if you wish.
Okay, would you do that?
I'll move the 64, the A15064 amendment to the A68 amendment.
Okay, so our first motion here is adding the A15 to the A68. Is there any discussion on that? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, so now we have the A68 as amended before us. Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No. Passed and so ordered. All right, what's next?
Mr. Chair, there are two items that I missed that we should go back to get. The first is on page R65.
On what? R65. Go ahead.
And it is on the Senate side. Oops. Actually, it's on page R66. On the Senate side, lines 31.7 and 31.8 give the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs authority to adopt rules in an expedited rulemaking process.
I'll move that, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas moves 31.7, 31.8 on the Senate side of R66. Is there any discussion? Not every. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Passes. So ordered. Next.
The next item is an amendment. It is the A63. Oops, I have it here. The A63. This relates to the political contribution credit, and the amendment makes the sets the effective date of the political contribution credit repeal June 30th, 2015, and makes it last for 2 years.
Anybody know what that's about? Somebody want to move? What is it? A what?
A63.
Move that, Mr. Chair.
Chair Anderson moves the A63. Is there any discussion?
I don't have the amendment.
We'll wait till they get it. Any questions? Any discussion? Not all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Passed, so ordered. Next.
Mr. Chair, then we are on page 130, I think.
We do have one more to read up before we get further.
Let's do it.
Okay. Excuse me.
Mr. Bergen?
Mr. Chair and members, we did have one other thing that we missed as we were bouncing around a little bit on page R115. It's section 62. We did want to move that Senate language, so I can let Ms. James describe it.
Oh. Just about that. I thought Senate Chair Anderson.
I mean, is it 3-2?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Chair, then on page R115, this is an in lieu of rent evaluation requiring the Commissioner of Administration to do a report about the use of the in lieu payment for the Capitol complex.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator.
Could we have admin give us a little rundown?
Yeah. Can admin give us a little rundown on this?
Is it our idea or their idea?
Sure.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this provision actually was something that came out of the original Senate file, and the Senate was asking the Department of Administration to look into the use of in lieu of rent and report back to the legislature to provide a sense of how much space each of the different institutions who receives in lieu of rent that they use and their use of those funds, and then to kind of analyze the expense component of that. Again, this is not department language, but we're happy to do the report if that's what the committee chooses to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you move it?
I'll move it, Chair.
Chair Anderson moves Section 62 of R-15. Is there any discussion? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That's the last cleanup we had.
All right, let's go.
Page, Mr. Chair, page R-30, Section 10 and on the Senate side and Section 2 on the House side are the same. They relate to the Big Island Veterans Camp.
Page
R-130. So what do we do?
The repealer.
Oh, okay. It's the same on both, right?
Big Island.
All right, so we've got Section 10 and Section 2.
Move the House side.
Okay. Senator Pappas moves the Section 2 of the House side. On R-130, is there any discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so ordered. Next.
Mr. Chair, the last item begins on page R-130 and goes to the end of the bill. This is the Racing Commission bill. The House and the Senate side are the same except for one difference on page R-133, and the Racing Commission prefers the House side.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, then on this whole section, the Racing Commission, it's called.
We got to have a vote by Representative Lunam. He's a racing guy. Okay.
Can't you guys do this vote? First? Okay. And we done.
Done. It's the last.
Don't go anywhere, folks.
We tried.
Stay right here.
Our last provision. You're leaving us.
We'll be going to recess for. And we are on our final, what do we call it? Approval of
our final action.
Our final action before our
final action.
Before our final action.
Our final right. action.
And Representative Lunam's going to handle this one.
It's your horse racing one.
So
I go ahead and we're moving the. We're going with the House language.
Moving the House language, right?
Correct. Line 76.3.
Whole article.
Yeah. The whole article.
Article 4.
All the way down to 100.11. Entire section.
Okay.
Let's saddle up.
Discussion? Mount up, right. All right. Is there any discussion on that? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed.
One thing left.
We've got one thing left. Representative and Chairman Anderson.
Mr. Chair, I move that the staff prepare a conference committee report of Senate File 888. Reflects the motions adopted by the conference committee and that staff be permitted to make technical and conforming corrections.
Discussion on that motion. If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, everybody, for working very hard on this. It passed. Meeting is adjourned.